Universities with woke policies could see federal research grants withheld under the new Trump administration, according to the Wall Street Journal. This comes after President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the National Institutes of Health announced his plans to address campus culture. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya's plans include tying the agency's tens of billions of dollars in research grants to what he defines as academic freedom. That's according to sources familiar with the talks who spoke with the journal. Bhattacharya could use a ranking system developed by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The ranking system would determine a university's level of academic freedom. The system rates universities based on their track record with freedom of speech and how comfortable students feel expressing differing opinions on campus. According to the journal, schools that punish faculty or uninvite controversial speakers could face reduced funding. Some universities that currently receive large NIH grants have received poor rankings from FIRE. They include the University of Pennsylvania, Columbia University, and the University of Southern California. In contrast, schools such as the University of Virginia and Florida State University received praise for their strong academic freedom records. Bhattacharya's push to prioritize academic freedom comes after his own struggles with public backlash over his views. Those views include the nation's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. He faced criticism for opposing lockdowns and mask mandates, widely unaccepted positions at the time. Bhattacharya has stated that universities should be places where dissenting ideas are protected, not silenced. The proposal to tie research grant funding to free speech promotion on campuses has quickly become controversial. Supporters argue it will encourage universities to end woke policies and cancel culture. Critics, however, fear the plan could politicize scientific research and hinder innovation. Some warn linking research grants to political factors could delay crucial medical research and progress on cures for diseases like cancer and Alzheimer's. They said this is particularly worrisome at progressive universities with successful scientific programs. Bhattacharya's proposal is expected to be a key point of discussion during Senate debates on his potential leadership.